he's a wussy.
I would order on Thursday, January 11th. Members of the board present, the media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of 50096 to 50014 and 50120 to 50199.
So moved for approval.
And just for clarification, I need to ask about one item there.
Sure.
We have a payment to Harold Scrobel and Danner. And I wondered if this is pursuant to an invoice that they sent us, or?
Yeah, they sent us their year, he sends us an invoice once a year.
Oh, okay.
So that, it's the entire year that's on that invoice.
Okay.
And actually, I made a typo error in there. It's 50096 to 50114.
114.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll second.
Okay, a motion been made and seconded to approve the general fund vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, November 28th, 2017, special town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 28th, 2017, special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the December 6th, 2017, regular town board meeting.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve those minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, I have been busy collecting taxes.
Yes, you have.
In fact, on the report, it says that we collected, that the balance in the account is $4,105,185.27. But since then, I have banked almost another $2 million. So it's over six. And there was a really a big push this year for many people to get their first half or their whole tax bill in before the end of the year because of the, you know, not knowing where our taxes are going to go. So it's been very busy. We also don't have that money anymore because we have to do the January settlement, which was $4,824,514.31. So that money is now out of there already. So as of December 31st, though, we have a balance of $4,437,017.22 in the regular account, and nothing has been happening in the ambulance, and that is $496,763.17. I have my sleeping bag underneath my desk, so I'm here.
I'll move to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report as submitted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items.
I have a question. What's Carrot Top Industries?
Their flag.
Oh, that's. Flag. I thought it was. I'm an organic
gardener. No. For United States flag.
Is this the the time to comment on the agenda item regarding the Monaco Library?
You can, or you can during it too.
Do it later, you're saying.
Yeah.
You can.
I'll hold my comments.
I let people talk about agenda items as we go through it too.
Okay.
Item number 11, discussion possible action on library funding. We had it at our last board meeting. Supervisor Hansen had brought a resolution for a referendum to possibly be placed on our spring election, or spring ballot, for a referendum to see about possibly funding the Minocqua Public Library. Supervisor Meyer had just seen it. He wanted some time to look at it, check into it, think about it, ask people about it. So I said that I would put it on a future agenda, which is today. I guess any thoughts from the board first on the question of the referendum or funding of the Minocqua Library?
Well, my thought in bringing the resolution to the board was simply to ascertain what the opinion of the people would be. I'm not really strongly positioned on one side or the other here. I just want to know what the people think. I want to know what the electorate thinks. It's an issue that I think we have some difference of opinion on, and I agree with Mr. Meyer that we need to, if we're going to put a lot of money into a library somewhere, we need to start looking here first. I think that's appropriate. But that being said, there's still the request out there from Minocqua, and I'd like to know what the people think about that, what they want to do with it.
Rob, now's
no.
the time. Now's the
no.
time, Rob. You can go ahead.
I'm very concerned about making it an either-or, which I don't support personally.
No, it's not meant that way.
Okay, but I'm speaking now with two hats on. One hat is a member of the Board of Trustees of the library, and the other hat is as a citizen patron of the library who lives in Lac-de-Flambeau. I have reason to believe that the numbers that the Minocqua Library submitted to us, how can I say this politely, include things potentially that shouldn't be in the numbers at all. So I would like to know, and I would like the electorate, if we're going to ask the citizens of the town to have an opinion, I think they need to be informed. And I have strong belief right now that there's a lot of misinformation floating around and needs to get clarified. I don't think people could have I think people should have an informed opinion. And my concern centers around the services that the Minocqua Library is asserting that they provided. For example, if a citizen here had a Minocqua library card and got on the internet and requested a book and went down and picked it up, if they put that number in there, it should not be in there. That service is actually subsidized by the state. Okay? There's no incremental cost for the Minocqua library to provide the pickup. So I would say, let's find out what those numbers include. Okay, I suspect that they included those numbers, which it'll be interesting to find out if that's the case. And as a side note, when the library here in Lac-de-Flambeau goes online, a citizen here, myself for example, could request a book from the Minocqua Library and pick it up here. Okay, so if the citizens don't know that, if they think that it's a question of one or the other, and they may be thinking, for example, that they'd have to give up their opportunity to get a book from the Minocqua Library, and that's going to turn out not to be the case. So there's just a bunch of stuff going on here that's probably poorly understood. Jeannie told me yesterday that the state is consolidating the electronic systems. So instead of a Vilas County system or an Oneida County system, it might turn out soon to be one system, and access would be for all the libraries. And people don't know that. So sometime between now and whenever we have this quote referendum, we need to get this information out. So that's one set of comments. And the last comment I'd make is, there's a poor appreciation of the changes that have been made in this library. Jeannie has really worked unceasingly. And I would say that whether she's here or not. She's cleaned up the library, she's reorganized it. If you haven't been in there, it's a new place. And it's functioning now as a library. And the Board of Trustees and Jeannie and her team have really got a vision for where we want to go. And that vision is leaking out, okay? Jeannie got two unsolicited contributions last month, which have not been happening. People are kind of saying, oh, how can I help? At the board meeting yesterday, a person showed up, wanted to volunteer, what can I do? How can, you know, so things are happening. And my suspicion is, given a little time and some more facts, we can kind of sort through what's going on. So this doesn't say don't do a referendum, but it does say to me, we need to be cautious about getting all the information out there and making sure that the referendum is based on facts and not suppositions.
And I think you're right there, Robert, because in the last couple of weeks I've had a chance to look into it myself, talk to some people. And my thoughts are, we as a town and as a town board, we really don't know where the library wants to head. It's not what we're going to tell them they got to head, but where the library board, where their plans are. And we also have to consider the tribe here. The tribe is the major funder and benefactor and pays the bills on the library. Now, we do have another election cycle coming up in November, which if we do decide to have a referendum, because we'd be running tight on time to have one on our spring ballot at this point, if we do decide to have a referendum, we can do it again in November. But that would give us time to sit down, the town board, to sit down with the library board and with the tribe, and we can all kind of look at, okay, this is what we've got, where do we want to go with it? I myself would much rather fund with Lac du Flambeau taxpayer dollars the Lac du Flambeau library than another library that's 15, 20 miles away. And I guess that's the way I look at it, representing the people here in Lac du Flambeau. So I think you're heading in the right direction. Is we need to look at it. What are the plans for the library? You know, what's their future plans? How can we help our own library? You know, if it's providing the same services, Minocqua, Boulder Junction, Manitowish Waters, Mercer, any of the other libraries, we're providing the same services and function as those. I'd much rather keep my library in my town. So that's kind of my two cents.
So what's the conclusion then?
Well, we're still talking about Jeannie.
I will give these to Nancy to let you guys have a copy if you want one. But I started in May of this year, of 17, and the total wireless connections or people that use the library are significant. We're in the high percent compared to all the libraries of 9,388. And those are kept through the Northern Waters Library Service IT people. And then since I began in May, the number of people that have signed in that they actually came into the library and stayed in there and did whatever, went online to submit a unemployment insurance application or homework, whatever. They're all over 100 for each month. And I don't know who is pushing this. I think it's a insult to even ponder that, because it's like, is the Indian Reservation worthy of a library? And we have goals in sight to make it top of the line or whatever we're lacking to bring it up to date on everything that could be offered. There's just a tremendous amount of activity that could be offered, but right now the main focus is getting it up to date, weeding out old books, rearranging the area. I've been talking to Emerson and other people, and Emerson doesn't want me to move. He likes the library being downtown. I like the idea that of the old BIE building. I like the idea of the old youth center, but if you go in any community, you know, the library is right there in the downtown area. So my suggestion is not to have a referendum and drop the issue.
You know, let me second something that Jeannie is saying. The board was very disconcerted, would be a nice word. I can think of some other phrases that aren't so gentlemanly. When we read the report in the Lakeland Times, which raised an ugly specter, okay? And if you would put yourself in the shoes of people that are putting their heart and soul into fixing this thing, volunteering their time, creating a vision, looking for where we can go to support the community, looking at what other libraries are doing in the area and saying, wow. I mean, every time we have a board meeting, somebody says, or brings up ideas of how we can support the community. And you read this article and you say, what the heck is going on? And it makes people feel worse than uncomfortable. But, you know, so it happened, we can't undo it, but I think we decided to speak out about it and say, hey, do we really want to abandon the idea of a community library? It's what it sounded like. You know, we were going to put that on a referendum, and that's impossible. You know, if you look at the surrounding communities, it would be a terrible mistake.
Well, that's not even on the table.
Well,
that's not.
I'm glad to hear that, but there was some damage done. Okay, and we're trying to undo that. We've told people, hey, be calm. We're going to work this out. We're going to communicate. We're going to sort through this. Let's redouble our efforts. You know, so.
Well, any idea that the Black DeFlambeau Library is under attack here is completely false. That's not true at all, and it's misinformation. Okay, so don't let people put that out there. That's not going to happen. We're just looking at this as what do people want to do? That's the only question on the table here.
One last thing. The notion of a partnership between the tribe and the town is very strong. When you come to the board meeting, it's very clear that the thought is that this is a community and we're working together. Both structures, the tribe and the town, have benefits to be gained and investments in making sure that it goes correctly. And I cherish that. I think that's really cool to be working together. You know, so that's what we want to celebrate and move forward.
I'll add a little bit here, because I think I had the most of the print in that article in the Lakeland Times. Everywhere I go, I can't go to the grocery store with somebody not coming down the aisle to express themselves of how happy they were that we stopped this, and you know what I mean? We have to think this through. My concern, and I've done some, I've opened a dialogue with Emerson Coy also, because I want to learn from everybody. I want to find out what our goals are. We all got to get into a room together. We have to do this not as three people here with our constituents. We need to do this with everybody in concern and find out. Let's get some goals in mind and let's figure it out. As far as Minocqua, what I've been presented by them hasn't satisfied me. That's why when we did our budget, I had no qualms about leaving that budget without penciling anything in to aid them. I think that, and Mrs. Galke was an English teacher here, she used that library daily. She was probably one of the biggest promoters of the library. I can think of many people that use that library. I don't use it very often because I've got a smartphone. I'm connected. I don't need it. But there are certain things that you can get from the library that are very unique, especially to this community, culturally, different things like that. But I, as a representative here, am not interested in funding another town's library when we have our own. I want all of our resources put into our own community. If we want to do a referendum, I still don't believe that would change my mind as one of three that will vote here. Even if everybody came in and said that they wanted us to do it, I'm not saying that that would change my mind. Because I think any revenues that the taxpayers of this community contribute to such a project, I think we got to do it for ourselves. And I do believe that the library has been neglected. And maybe because it is the foresight of the committee, I have no idea. They've never come before this town board that I know of. And I haven't been here that long. But I'm just saying is if they wanted something or needed something, they should have came forth. So.
Well, I did. We did.
Yeah.
And your reaction as a board was almost instantaneous, you know. And I had the pleasure of going back to Jeannie and said, no, we're going online. So, you know, it's not like you have been unresponsive. So that was great.
But I think it's important for us also that we should, I mean, if you compared what we contribute to that library and what the tribe contributes, it's almost shameful. And I respect that and I understand it. And I'm not saying that we're going to have to do a referendum to change our levy because we're going to inquire a huge infrastructure project here. But I'm just saying is I think everybody should be aware of who the people are, or the community, who is contributing to this the most. And I think it's so overwhelming that I think it's really going to enlighten not just this board, but I think of everybody that reads the Lakeland Times or everybody that's a taxpayer, not only here, but I think the Minocqua board will be a little amazed of what is contributed to support that library.
Probably.
I think there's one more point that needs to be made here, too, and that is that we're looking at the tribe and we're looking at the town. Really, the town is the tribe here because the tribe is about 75% of the electorate in this town. And it's that's an artificial distinction that I don't think we need to make. This is a reservation town. And we have three old white guys on the board here. I'd like to see some more native representation. I think that would be entirely appropriate. But now that's a matter for another day. But I want to be very clear that the Lac du Flambeau Library is not under attack here. Okay, there is no thought in my head or anyone else's that we need to take away from the Lac du Flambeau Library.
Okay.
The only question is whether or not the Minocqua Library gets any funding from us.
Just in the off chance that you may not have read the statutes, and I confess, when I got on the board, I went on the internet, got the Wisconsin statutes that regulate the libraries, and that document is, aside from being actually quite readable, makes specific provisions for partnerships between towns and tribes. I mean, it explicitly lays out, for the purposes of this document, the tribe will be considered a municipality, and then it lays out all the ways municipalities can work together. So it's not like we're breaking new ground in this partnership. Clearly, the legislators had this in mind. You know, so we're really very mainstream in this respect. I don't think this is understood at all publicly, to tell you the truth. People do not understand that it is a public library, organized and managed under these state regulations. They do not understand that, and they do not understand what you said about the bulk of the funding and support. It's, that should come out. Now, how do we do that is an open question. Do you want to have a meeting with the board?
I'm wondering if that might not be a bad idea here sometime in the near future for the town and the library board and the representatives from the tribe, whoever they, you know, choose to send, to sit down and discuss. And I think in, at least for me, I'm not going to speak for the other board members or even the tribe, but for me to sit down and listen what the library is envisioning as their future, what their plans are, what they want to do, and then we as the town and part of the mechanism of funding it needs to look at what we can do in terms of the funding to help out. You know, we do have our budget constraints, but you know, we can try to work out the best we can for everybody. I don't have a problem with that. So I think it would be a good idea.
When would you like to do that?
It's cold and miserable outside. I would say we'll do it sometime soon because we've got nothing else to do.
Okay, well, let me make a proposal then. I will work with the board and Jeannie to put together our ideas on that, and then I'll say we need to get back to you folks and say, here's our thoughts about when we can be ready, and
sure,
we'll find a common date and set the date for the meeting.
That would be wonderful.
Perfect.
Just let us know, and then I can, you know, we can notice it, and we'll sit down and because I do, I want to know what the library's vision is. It's, you know, what our vision isn't going to be what the library's is. We're not the library board. You guys are dealing with it every day. You understand it. You know, you got some ideas. That we're not aware of, which is a good thing. That's your job. So I'd like to see that. Okay?
You talk about the partnership, and you said partnership with the tribe. If I see that the tribe's 2018 budget has, again, $190,000 to the library, and we normally did $7,000, and then that's like $6,000-something now for that. If we're truly partners, are we equal partners? If my math is right, then...
No, we're not equal partners.
Then we would be $78,000.
Yeah, we're not equal partners. The tribe, for the most, they staff the library, they own the building, they pay the rent, they pay the heat. We pay for some of the costs. Jeannie is what pretty much books and periodicals that, you know, yeah, as you submit bills to us. We're not, it's not a 50-50 partnership like you read.
But should
with
it be?
I
guess
well,
that's
I
what
know.
I'm saying. Should it be?
I don't know. You know, it's not like the Brandy Park where both the towns own the park.
Right.
This is that we're a library town. It's because of the Lac de Flambeau Library. It's because of the tribe's funding of it. You know, what can we do to help? Where can we work together? You know, where can we make it so that you want to go to that library rather than go to Minocqua? That's the gist of it.
Yeah. I guess I'm wondering that maybe if there is a possibility of that potential referendum, maybe the referendum should somehow or other ask, should the town be an equal partner in the library with the tribe?
Does the tribe want us to be an equal
partner? Well, or not, you know, but I mean, when you have this meeting,
so,
does the tribe want us to be
a
financial equal?
Okay, you don't want to muddy it up.
Yeah.
With
well,
a whole
yeah,
bunch
just,
of
no.
scenarios and partners and money and amounts and where and who and why. That's why, I to be honest with you, I'm not for a referendum. I'm for our library.
But that's what I'm saying is,
so,
I hope maybe in this future meeting, the tribe says whether they want us to be an equal financial partner or not.
If I could comment on that, I think a decision about funding has to come after an agreement on goals.
Yeah, you've
so
got to know what
the
goals are.
If we were to say, here's where we want to go, then the next question would be, what's it going to cost to do this? Where's the money going to come from?
Yeah.
That would be the time. But talking about money without talking about goals is going
to
get us in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You may as well talk about baking a cake with sand.
I haven't thought about that, but that sounds right. So
Would that be a public meeting if it's or not?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If three of us are going to be at it, it has to be a public meeting.
Of course it's going to be public.
So my, the thought I'm taking away, and we'll go back to the board with, is that we need to sit down with you folks and share a vision and get your feedback and then come to some sort of an agreement about what we want to do and when we want to do it. And then talk about resources. And then we can decide where those resources are going to come from. And I think part of that has to be, we also need to involve the tribe in that discussion. Aside from, you know, what Jeannie thinks, they have a role to play as well. And so let me start that ball rolling. It's in our court to get back with you and tell you what we think we can do in terms of a meeting. Does that sound right?
That would be great.
Done deal. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Otherwise, we'll move on to item number 12, which is we need a motion to adjourn at 1:30.
So moved. Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 1:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you all for coming on such a beautiful...